Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Warning, the following episode contains themes of suicide. Listener discretion is advised.
Has anyone seen Jessie today?
Oh, your little buddy? I heard one of the nurses say she's on suicide watch.
What? Who said that? What nurse was it?
I don't know. I think it was the beefy one with the buzz cut. I think she snapped. I saw her when they took her outside early this morning for some air. She wouldn't stop talking about hearing screams last night. Totally nutso.
Nova, there's still about 15 minutes left of class.
I'm done. I want to go for a walk.
All right. Just let someone know you're going outside, yeah?
Sure. Brady? Brady!
Over here, Nova, what's up?
Jessie, what happened last night?
You know I'm not allowed to disclose information about other patients to you, Nova.
Cut the shit, Brady. Somebody just told me she's on suicide watch. Is that true?
God damn it. You guys aren't even supposed to know these kinds of things, let alone talk about them.
Well, they said that you're the one they overheard it from, Mr. I don't know how to whisper, so this one's on you.
Somebody named me specifically?
They said the beefy nurse with the buzz cut. I think that means you.
I'm beefy.
That's not the point! Tell me what happened to Jessie.
Nova.
I'm not going to say anything to anybody, I promise. But she's my friend. The only friend I've made since I've been here, and somehow last night, I knew she was in trouble. That means something. I have to know what happened. I have to know that she's okay.
Come here. Take a seat. Last night, when that other nurse came to get me, she said she was about to leave when she heard you scream. Like I told you on the first day, the walls are pretty thick here. She thought you were out of your room somehow. We've had a few sleepwalkers here, but they've never gone very far. She was on her way to check it out when she passed Jessie's room and saw that she was trying to hang herself.
Oh my God.
She came to get me so I could help get her down safely.
Is she?
Jessie's fine. We got to her in enough time that not too much damage was done, just a bit of bruising around her neck. Actually, it's thanks to you we were able to save her. If that nurse hadn't heard you scream, nobody would have been walking down that way for at least another 20 minutes.
How did I know?
Things like that. Dreaming about people you have a connection to and something bad actually happens. That's not abnormal. You said something seemed wrong with her that day. You went to bed worried about her. You must have picked up on...
You can't actually believe that's the only explanation.
It's the only one I have, Nova.
That's not what it felt like, Brady.
Nova, it was just a coincidence. You said she seemed off.
Yeah, off, not suicidal. That's not something you just pick up on.
This isn't the first time she's tried.
What do you mean this isn't the first time?
You're not allowed to repeat a word of this conversation to anyone. I could lose my job. We called her aunt to notify her of what happened. She said this was the second time Jessie has attempted. She tried on the same day last year. Her aunt said it's the anniversary of her parents' death.
How did they die?
Nova, I've already told you too much.
How did they die? Brady.
I think she said it was a car crash.
I swear to God, cookies are not this difficult.
I'm not a baker.
You have a recipe. If you can read, you can bake.
Well, you do it then, since apparently I'm an idiot.
Ugh. Hand me the eggs, please.
So, You keep saying that you and my sister aren't like that, and yet here you are.
Lana, please.
Baking cookies for her return home.
Helping you bake cookies after you somehow burned 3 batches to a crisp, actually.
Well, I know you're not here just because you enjoy my company.
Nope. But I do enjoy having a place to live, and you just might burn down the whole building if I leave you to your own devices.
Oh, please, I'm not that bad.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. You really don't like her?
Lana!
Come on! It's so boring being back home, especially without Nova around for me to bug.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Come on, lover boy, tell me something fun.
Like what, Lana?
I don't know. Like, why you've been acting like a lost puppy for the last 5 days since you found out Nova was gone?
I have not been acting like a lost puppy.
Uh-huh.
I like routine, okay? Nova is a part of my day-to-day. It's weird not having her around.
And even weirder having me here, yeah?
You're not so bad. You guys are just so different from each other. I wouldn't have known you were sisters if you hadn't told me.
Oh, this isn't my natural hair color.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah, I know. It kills me that we're so different now. You know, she used to be my mini-me when we were younger. That kid followed me everywhere, borrowed my clothes just to look like me. For a solid 3 years, I couldn't get rid of her. Then I moved out of our parents' house, and I guess that's when everything went to shit.
I'm sure things with you guys aren't that bad.
You know, before I came back home, I hadn't spoken to Nova in 3 months. It probably would have gone on longer if I hadn't needed a place to stay. No wonder things got so bad without me even noticing. I'm a terrible sister.
Don't say that.
No, I really am. I totally bailed out on her when she needed me, fucked off to New York, and left her here alone with Reese for 3 years.
Reese?
Our dad.
Oh, Nova doesn't talk about him much.
Yeah, neither do I. You think when Nova comes home, we can pretend I made the cookies without help?
Who else would have made them? I'm just a dumb boy. I don't know how to bake.
Jesse!
Hey, jellyfish. Where's my painting?
I didn't finish it today. How are you?
Nova, don't.
I'm peachy. I'm tired, though. I'm taking a nap now.
What did you do to her?
Gave her a sedative. Just something to keep her calm, help her sleep. She'll be fine.
And the bruises?
Will fade. We're taking very good care of her. You can continue on to your room now.
But
you can't talk to her right now anyway. She's fine. We're keeping a close eye on her.
I'm not allowed to have my phone in here, so I have to do this the old-fashioned way and write it down. Things have gotten, for lack of a better word, freaky. I think somehow I knew that something bad was gonna happen to Jesse. And not in the way Brady thinks. I mean, I think I really knew. There's no way I could have known about the car crash, about Jesse's parents, but I heard it last night. I heard the screech of the tires, the sound of the car hitting something. When I saw Jesse in my room, she was calling out for her mom and dad. Brady said that she tried to hang herself. And when I saw her here in this room, she was clutching at her throat, gasping for air. My episodes, they always feel real, but none of them have ever felt as real as this one. That can't all just be coincidence. There's no way I could have known all those details subconsciously. It's just not possible. So how did last night happen? How did I know? You know, Brady, the purpose of a knock is not only to alert people in the room to your presence, but to also ask permission to enter said room. Waiting for an answer is a part of the whole knocking ritual.
Yeah, all right, Cranky. I'll do better next time.
You here to plug me in for the night?
No. Dr. Connors asked me to get you.
What for, another bullshit theory?
No. A fix.
If you or someone you know is struggling with suicidal thoughts, there are resources available. Please reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. This episode of All in My Head was written and directed by Alexandra Tandon. It featured Mia Passarella as Nova, David Bradburn as Brady, Megan Reisberg as the nurse, Marissa Tandon as the patient, Nicole Knutson as Lana, Michael DiNardo as Hayden, and Alexandra Tandon as Jesse. Our associate producer is Stephanie Gordon. To keep up with our show, follow us on social media. We are at All My Head Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. For bonus content, merch, and to find out how to get our episodes early, visit our website at allinmyheadpod.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.